This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. By their very nature, economic statistics are impersonal. For a real gauge of how the economy is doing, look at the number of for sale signs sprouting on front lawns. Or you can go talk to a guy who is hidden in plain sight, the repo man. The American Recovery Association says a wave of repossessions may be upon us. In Brooklyn, New York, NPR's Mike Pesca met one repo man who says business is steady, if sometimes a little hazardous.
Anthony Giordano named his company Bulldog Recovery. He identifies with these square-jawed animals.
When they put their minds to a goal, there's nothing that can stop them. And it's one of my characteristics. I'm very stubborn.
There's also the fact that Giordano's built more like a Mini Cooper than a minivan. While small of stature, there's something about the 26-year-old Giordano that says, "You don't want to mess with me." He's not looking for a fight, but you sense he's not particularly bothered by the threats or bluster he often encounters. And in auto repossession, conflict is always just one job away.
Attitudes flare. There's always, you know, a little animosity when it comes to that, you know, we're taking somebody's car. Now, even though the vehicle belongs to the bank, a lot of guys in our position, they look down on the debtors that we're taking vehicles from for whatever reason. I mean, I don't know. We just got a job to do. So to say that, you know, we're better than somebody just because they don't pay their bills, you never know someone's story.
Giordano's story is one of an Italian guy who's lived in Bensonhurst his whole life. "When you think of Brooklyn, you think of me," he says. Most nights, he's out with a crew hitching his tow truck to a car that's behind on payments, patiently allowing owners to clear the vehicle of personal items. For an involuntary repossession, he makes about $300 a vehicle. There's a lot about Giordano that defies stereotype. He has a compassion for the debtors, which is born out of his own history.
"Oh, really? I was piss poor. I know what it's like to have to eat peanut butter and jelly for a week at a time sometimes. I have a little bit more respect towards people that we take their vehicles from. I understand that there are hard times. But just like you've been in this job long enough, I know there are people that just don't pay their bills just because they don't want to pay their bills."
Then do you have a different attitude for a guy who's not paying his bills on a Ford Focus as opposed to a guy who took out a huge lease on a Lexus and can't pay his bills?
I'd be a fool to say no, that I don't. I mean, yeah, I do. In my mind, though, I'll never take that out with the debtor. I'll never act differently towards a debtor with a Lexus than a debtor with a Kia or a Ford Focus.
I got a 95 Mustang. I got a Lincoln Aviator.
The cars in Giordano's yard reflect an ecumenical approach.
04 Safari. All shapes and sizes, we take them.
A day or two ago, a boat was in the lot. Luckily, Giordano didn't have to pull it out of the water. It was already on a trailer in a driveway. Giordano's business takes him all around the New York area. He grabs cars a few blocks away from his Brooklyn yard, and he travels to the leafiest suburbs of Westchester and Long Island. He's repossessed the cars of rap artists and celebrities. He mentions the names of a couple of New York radio personalities who've met up with his tow truck. Giordano was raised Catholic, but now considers himself Buddhist. His Zen-like take on life was forged over 10 years on tow trucks and in other people's autos.
"I mean, I've seen people shoot up their cars, you know, just out of spite so that the bank doesn't get a vehicle back in the same shape. I've had people come up to me crying and hug me because I'm helping them out, because I'm taking, you know, the vehicle off their hands, and, you know, it's one less bill that they have to worry about. I mean, the only thing that I could say for sure that I have learned is that people would be willing to do anything they can to survive."
Giordano says business is up a bit, but the repossession industry is a little less recession-sensitive than you'd think. People overextend themselves in good times, too. An official with a national association told me that trouble in the mortgage markets means repossessions could spike nationally, but he refused to go on the record. "Repo men can't get a fair shake in the media," he said. Giordano has his own take on this.
"We got a bad rap because most of the guys in our industry are bad people. We legally steal for a living, you know, so a good portion of the guys that do our job are, you got your cowboys, you know, your guys that think they're doing something bigger than what it really is."
What it is, from Giordano's perspective, is a job that's necessary, if not very well loved. Giordano is getting married soon, and he figures if he conducts his work with professionalism and respect, he'll be able to live with himself and to make enough money to keep the repo man at bay. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.